From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the U.S., we talk a lot about people getting married later and later in life. But in vast parts of the world, parents often marry off young girls who are barely out of puberty. One in three girls in the developing world is married before she's 18, one in nine before she's 15. Western nations and aid groups have been stepping up pressure, along with local activists, all struggling to change age-old practices. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from the southern African nation of Malawi.
I head out of the sleepy city of Blantyre to the countryside. It's a bone-jarring journey on deeply rutted dirt roads. We pass a crowded hillside cluster of wood shacks. Outdoor markets sell used electronics and secondhand shoes. Then the land opens up to flat brown fields waiting to be planted with maize. After an hour, we pull into a loose collection of mud brick homes with roofs of thatch or corrugated metal. And here, an area called Chitera, I meet a shy-mannered girl with close-cropped hair. I'm 13, says Christina Asima. She wears a bright pink zip-up shirt and a blue print cloth wrapped up to her chest. Snuggled in that, hugging her side, is a chubby-cheeked baby boy.
How old?
He's 8 months.
What's his name?
Praise.
Praise, yeah. Hi.
My gut reaction is that Praise must be Christina's little brother. I know he's not. Still, it's startling when, as we speak, Christina shifts him around front to nurse.
I was 12 years old when I got married to my husband. Just because my mom ran away from me, so I was forced to get married to help my other siblings.
When they see a girl child in our country, you don't think of anything else but marriage.
That's Faith Piri, a Malawian activist trying to change such attitudes. 5 years ago, she created a nonprofit, the Girls Empowerment Network.
Okay.
Here in Chitera, Piri checks in with a circle of village leaders. She says child marriage is driven by a complex mix of culture, economics, and sexism. Offering up a daughter can bring parents a dowry or pay down a debt. Some see it as a way to protect a girl's virginity. The common thread? The girl herself has no say. Even more devastating?
Getting pregnant.
Piri says many girls' bodies are simply not developed enough to support a baby or push it out.
I've seen a lot of girls dying, one of whom was my closest friend. She was forced into marriage, got pregnant, and she did not make it.
In fact, pregnancy and childbirth are the leading causes of death worldwide for girls age 15 to 19. Down a dusty alley, past a makeshift movie theater, Piri leads me to another family in Chitera. In a courtyard, over a plastic bucket, a girl in a denim skirt scrubs white cloth diapers. She is also 13.
And how did you spell your name?
A-L-I-N-A-F-E.
Arenafe Makwiti says the diapers are for her 9-month-old daughter. Out of earshot, she blames her parents for her situation.
They didn't want me to go to school, but rather to get married.
There was no ceremony, no celebration. Arenafe simply moved in with her new husband's family. She says it was awful. When a girl marries young, experts say she's often little more than a servant, vulnerable to domestic violence. Arenafe's husband was older, she's not sure how much, and taller.
The first day, it was like he was big and she looked herself as very small. That's how she felt.
So what was your first night with this person like, with your husband?
I cried because the pain was very unbearable. The husband asked her, why are you crying? So she said, I'm feeling too much pain, but he continued.
Unfortunately, Arenafe says, I got pregnant. She and her husband have since divorced. Arunafe's mother, Rose, is not happy about the split. We speak as an action movie blares next door. My daughter was running around too much, she says. I thought marriage would settle her down. What about school? Arunafe says she wants to go back. Makwiti's face hardens. It's more difficult than ever to come up with the school fees, she says. My daughter used to sell oranges and mangoes. Now she has to carry a baby on her back. An hour away, another farming village, Sandrak. Two dozen girls are squeezed into a tiny community hall. They dance in a circle, taking turns in the center. This is a key part of the Girls Empowerment Network. Faith Peary says her strategy to stop child marriage starts with the girls themselves.
All along, the girls have been so silent. It was the communities who have been thinking for the girls. They think that marriage is good for you girls. But our approach was saying, girls, what do you think?
Ruthie.
Piri's colleague, Trinitas Mahango, leads this girls' club. She asks a 17-year-old named Ruth to dream and plan. In 5 years, what do you want to be?
Accountant. Okay, shall we? Ruth wants to be an accountant.
It may seem hokey, saying you want to be an accountant doesn't get you there, but in fact, the few studies done on child marriage prevention say building this kind of social network is key. With it comes skills for public speaking, negotiating, standing up for oneself, even in front of the whole village. The next day, it's showtime. The girls' club and other young people in Sandrak are putting on their own play. This shady patch of dirt under some glycidia trees is the stage. Village leaders settle into a front row wood bench. Dozens more have come by bike and foot from miles around to see this. Act 1. A charming man comes to court a young girl. Her parents are thrilled when he offers a backpack bursting with money. The knot is tied. The girl drops out of school. But when she goes to sell her new husband's vegetables at market, her math skills fall short. The audience hoots as she sells for too little. The husband is not happy. The message seems clear, but getting it across can be tough.
At first, we were thinking some out of wasting our time.
Emmanuel Mandem is a so-called headman in Chitera, where we met the young mothers. He didn't like the idea of ending child marriage at all.
Marriage, to us, it was a weapon for reducing poverty in our community.
A weapon for reducing poverty, he says, because the girl's husband may bring the family money. At the least, hers is one less mouth to feed. But after the village girls presented their grievances, Mandem says he came around.
Education can make somebody to prosper. Maybe for my daughter to do better in the future.
Under Malawi law, a girl can marry at just about any age with parental consent. But last summer, fellow headman Robin Ndrama says Chitera passed its own legal age of marriage.
21 years.
Yes, it's 21. He says all the village girls should go to college. Pretty ambitious. To minimize distractions, there's a new 6 p.m. curfew for young people. And there's been a change back at that local movie house, a thatched hut with an old TV and videotape machine. Okay, this horror flick is completely inappropriate for the kids lining wooden benches to see it. But they used to show porn. By far the biggest change, a steep penalty if parents marry off a daughter before age 21. Ndrama says they must give 5 goats to the chief, 8 chickens to the village headman. In a more humiliating measure, some parents have been made to scrub clean the local health center.
Seriously.
Zona.
True.
Now, do they accept this or they must get awfully mad at you?
It's worked, he says. This year, there have been no early marriages. Still, this is one village in a country the size of Pennsylvania. Faith Peary faces heavy pushback as she tries to change centuries of thinking, but she hopes new attitudes are sinking in and spreading, village by village, girl by girl. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.